Our guest today is Dave Walker. Dave Walker came to the prep. What year did you come to St. Joe Prep, Dave?
Let's see. Would have been 61.
No, 61.
57.
57. So you came in your sophomore year?
Sophomore year.
And you came from, you were a military family, weren't you?
Right. My dad was in the Navy, and we were living in New London, Connecticut at the time.
Oh, yes. Beautiful part of the country.
Yeah. We... It was nice up there, but I guess I wasn't doing all that well in high school. So,
did you go to school? Were you in a school up there?
I was not in any kind of a boarding school. I was at New London High.
Yeah.
My freshman year, and my parents were good friends with the Thornburgs, who lived in Cincinnati.
Yes, they did, Bob.
And so Bob was already going to St. Joe Prep, and they recommended it, and that's where I went.
How was it?
Well,
it was different, wasn't it?
Well, it was different. I have to say that as you probably know, the education was great.
Yes.
It was somewhat monastic in other aspects. Well, we had to participate in either sports or something at every afternoon after school.
Sure.
Then we had study hall at 5, dinner at 6, two more study halls. Then we were allowed to write letters or do whatever, and then we went to bed.
Well, it was a whole lot different for you than it was for the day hops.
Well, I should think. But anyway, so, we really only got off campus on weekends, Saturdays, and Sundays from about 1:30 to 5 o'clock, and that was our time off.
Where did you all go? Just in town, or did you go out of town? Or
well, of course, nobody had a car.
No, not at all.
We weren't going to go anywhere to walk to. So we would basically. My recollection was that there was a movie theater.
Yeah, there was.
And as long as they weren't showing anything too racy, we were allowed to go there.
I think they charged us 20 cents to go to the movies back then.
That.
Yeah, it wasn't
and,
much.
And then there was an ice cream parlor.
Joe Bond's family owned that, B&B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other place, it was a restaurant that I think was called My Old Kentucky Home Restaurant.
There was one, yeah. Was that the Jones family owned that out near St. Joe Prep?
I don't know.
Yeah, Bobby Jones and her family.
I just remember eating pie.
Yes.
Going there. But we basically ate at the school, so
I know.
And they made sure we didn't have way too much money, so we weren't getting it too far.
Yeah. Did you play any sports, Dave?
I was played football my sophomore year.
Okay.
In the JVs, but the people kept getting bigger, and I wasn't bigger, so then I went over and played soccer.
Really? I don't remember soccer.
Well, Brother Stock.
Oh, of course.
We had this soccer team.
Yes.
We weren't all that good.
Remember the first soccer teams in Kentucky, probably.
Well, no, there was a country day school.
In Louisville, yeah, country
day,
of course.
We went to play them, and we found out that there was a whole bunch of stuff about soccer we didn't know. I think they beat us like 18-2 or
that,
something.
That would follow, yeah. That was.
But I played soccer, and then we used to have like these projects. I mean, if you weren't in a sport, then you got to go help Brother Armin build a fence or put up a brick wall or something, which was fine. We did all that.
Yeah.
And, since it was the busy hands or happy hands.
Kept us out of trouble.
That's right.
More or less.
Not so much, but at least as far as they could.
Well, you are living in North Carolina now, aren't you?
Yes, I'm living in Chocowinity, North Carolina, which is on what's known as the Inner Banks.
Are you?
The Outer Banks are the islands, Hatteras Island and whatnot.
Yes.
And they enclose a huge, very large bay system with a bunch of rivers that feed into it. And so on that side of the bay, on the other side of the bay, away from the ocean, there is a number of nice places to live, and that's where we live.
Oh, terrific. I was in Fort Bragg in the Army. Yeah. I went to, I
Lucky
guess it was,
you.
Yeah. I went to the JFK Psychological Warfare School or something right after I got my commission. But then I went on to Fort Bragg, and I was the command information officer and then the public information officer. And then after that, I went on to Vietnam in 67-8 during Tet, and I was the assistant command information officer for the Army.
That movie, Hello Vietnam, is really about you, is that
right? Well, not exactly, but it was, you know, if anybody had a good tour, I did, and a lot of people didn't, especially a lot of kids from Bardstown. They lost their lives over there. But you spent your life in the service, didn't you?
Well, when I left St. Joe's, I left with a scholarship to the NROTC program, which really amazed me. in any event, so I went down to Auburn University and graduated with an industrial management degree, and then was an ensign in the Navy, and spent 24 and a half years in the Navy.
Really? Really? Ernie Combs, who was one of our classmates from that lived in Bardstown and stayed in Bardstown, spent, right. I think Ernie said he spent four or six years in the service, and right. was around the world a couple of times, and loaded ammunition on fighter planes for the Navy.
Right. So he was must have been on an aircraft carrier.
He was on a carrier, for a while.
Well, I was too. I did two tours on aircraft carriers.
Which ones?
I was on the Saratoga the last time in the 80s, and then I was on the Kitty Hawk in the late 60s.
Wow. Well, you're going to be here, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not going to make it? Oh.
No, I've got a wedding.
Oh, you have a wedding on Saturday, but I said Sunday only. I saw in your notes here, but well, there are notes, but you're not getting here. That's a
no, because it's in Denver.
Well, it's on the way home, for God's sakes.
I'm just going to parachute in.
That would be great.
Yeah, that would be something. Yeah. I'm not parachuting.
No. I don't know why people ever did that.
Well, I don't know why they did it, but I'm planning on having both of my knees as long as I need them.
What did you do in the service?
Well, I was a supply officer, which means that I guess the term now would be logistics. We were responsible for spare parts, feeding, paying the crew, doing the laundry, running a little store, basically all the mundane stuff that everybody takes for granted. Takes a lot of work.
Yeah, and which we depend on, though.
Yeah.
It was important to us.
Dinner time came around a lot more often than a lot of these other things.
So. Yes. Yes. Do you remember any of the of your classmates?
Well, I tell you what. Obviously, I remember Bob.
Yes.
And I remember, Kevin Kurtz. And
yes,
Mike
sure.
Day.
Yes. Mike is in Wisconsin now.
Yeah, we roomed together for a year.
Yeah.
I remember Clifford Bean. I guess he's lost in the wind someplace. But
yeah, there's some that they can't find.
He was a roommate of mine for a period of time. And, you know, I remember Jim Streck and Frazier.
Yeah, Frazier's one of the ones we've lost.
Yeah, I knew that.
And
well, you know,
Streck
he was
too.
Old when he got there.
Yeah, exactly.
He arrived at Bardstown. He was 25 years old, I'm pretty sure. He already bald-headed. We used to send him to the liquor store all the time.
Did it work?
It worked fine. I guess it depends on your point of view. From my point of view, it worked great.
We were talking with some of the other fellows, and we just feel the prep, no matter anything, I think it made a difference in our lives.
Oh, it did, and I really don't think that I would have ever gotten to where I was and had the kind of experiences I had without it.
Mm-hmm.
My brother went there.
Oh, really?
After I left.
Oh.
And apparently he was so unsuccessful they closed it. his name was Michael. You may find some charred remains.
There's
a chemistry experiment.
You know, the closing in 68 reminds me that that Charlie Hayden and and some others are putting together a program to raise money for the brothers that are still living, for retirement brothers in retirement. And they're all in retirement if they're still around. And they're going to be selling hats. And most of the proceeds, actually, go to that fund, mm-hmm. and the hats, I believe, are going to be white with some purple and the J on the front. Mm-hmm. And on the back, it will say, I believe it's on the back, will say undefeated since 1968.
I think that's wonderful.
It works, doesn't it?
Yeah, it works for me. I'll have one.
So, well, they're hoping you'll buy more than one.
Well, I only have one head.
And well, you've got children and grandchildren, no doubt.
Well, I don't know that they'd understand. Actually, we just had our grandchildren down this last weekend.
Really? Where are they?
Well, they live in Norfolk.
Okay.
With their mom and they came down. We went to the beach and the pool, and we did everything.
When I mentioned Fort Bragg a while ago, when I was in Fayetteville, I was somehow roaming around. I got there early, and for this course, and I was roaming around, had time, and ran into some fellow, because I was looking at antiques, I think. He ran a brokerage house there in Fayetteville. I ended up, in a matter of probably hours, agreeing with him and contracting to do an progressive industrial history of North Carolina. And I met some really wonderful people and got to travel around, and I don't know what they did with it, but I got my check and bought antiques and artwork.
That sounds outstanding.
It was good. It was outstanding.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know that. I guess in a way it's the history of North Carolina is very, very interesting in that it's one of the original colonies.
Yes,
so
yes.
They go back to the early 1600s mm-hmm. with you know, so yeah, that would be good.
That's good. I was talking with mostly people who were in major corporations and the Secretary of Commerce under Jack Kennedy,
right.
The owner of Grandfather Mountain, Wachovia, I spent time with them, and Jeff Standard, and there might have been one other company. But anyhow, it was good and worth doing, and it was just part of the process of living your life and doing things and not being afraid to do things.
Yeah, you, so you got into broadcasting and...
In Bardstown, I started some work at BRT, where we're talking from today, a couple of owners ago. And then I went to school at University of Dayton and went worked with WHIO with Phil Donahue at the time. And then with the newspapers up there, because I really wanted to go into news. And then with WONE as a newscaster before I left school, and then ended up in the service in 65. And, you know, all those things, one, they look good on a resume.
Right.
Because you're out there and you've learned how to do things.
Right.
And that positioned me with work with the Chamber of Commerce in Louisville and the consulting work I did and the work I did with the United Way System in New York when I went there for 3 years and so on. So just all those little things made a difference.
Well, it's all a matter of building that resume and not having those blank spots, you know, keeping yourself busy. Whatnot.
And not being afraid.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's probably something we learned from our family and from our education and things we've done. Not be afraid to do things.
Well, when your parents load you up on the train and send you to Bardstown, Kentucky, you learn pretty soon that you're not you know, nothing bad is going to happen to you, and you might as well just press right on.
Yes, and you did, and you did well.
I did okay. We after I got out of the service, we managed to keep rolling right along, and I did all sorts of work, from contractor work for the Navy.
Oh, did you?
One winter, I was working at L.L. Bean, packing up sweatshirts and bean boots.
Yeah, I have plenty of bean boots. I'll tell you that.
You know, I mean, we basically I ran a moving company on Adak, Alaska.
Yeah, really.
It was a lot of fun.
Now you're married now.
Married.
Yes.
Well, we have the eighth grandchild on the way.
Yes.
My wife and I have four children.
Uh-huh.
Eight grandchildren.
Wow.
And we're trying very desperately to keep them all under 40. But somehow they seem to be escaping.
No. I know. Well, no. As mentioned, you know, this is 50 years after we graduated, and visiting with you all, it's almost like yesterday. You know, a time just goes so fast sometimes.
Well, I have to say that that I think back about some of the things that went on there and we did, and some of the things we shouldn't have done.
Yes.
It was a lively and enriching experience.
Yes, yeah. Well, we're looking forward to seeing all the fellows that are going to get back here with their
family. Well, I wish I was, and I'm
sorry.
I do too.
Yep.
But that's nothing much I can do about it.
Maybe next time.
Well, you know, I'll be there for the 75th.
I wonder where anybody will be then.
I think I know where most of it.
I think so too.
We'll be in the heavenly choir.
Yes, 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 yes.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much, Dave.
I enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you.
Brought back a lot of memories for me.
Well, they were good. Hopefully, most of them.
Most of them were excellent.
Yes. Thank you.
You bet.
Bye now.
All right. Take care. Say hey to everybody for me.
I will do that.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye bye.